Colorado football is back from spring break. Brian, you're back from Nashville, where you went to go cover this U women's basketball team in the NCAA tournament. Spring practice number seven, and afterwards we got to have a receiver's day of interviews.
Yeah, and Jason Phillips, obviously, who we've talked to several times, was great. And we got Rashad Davis for the first time, and then Quanell Farrakhan, talked to us today. So a good group, and that group has been so banged up in spring ball. Jason Phillips was asked, "What can fans expect from that group?" He goes, "I don't know what Jason Phillips can expect from that group because they're so banged up right now. There's a lot of crutches in that receiver room."
Yeah, you could sense there's some frustration there
Yeah.
with him and just not being able to get these reps with some of these new guys. I did mention, like a DeAndre Moore who comes in from Texas, even though he's banged up, he's got that experience. Hakeem Williams is banged up. He's been around the game. Joseph Williams has played now quite a bit of college football. So at least some of the guys that are banged up have, you feel like when they are finally cleared that it's there's not going to be a ton to work off there.
That's for sure. But also, they don't have a ton of experience in this offense, and so they're going to be a little bit behind in that regard. And maybe that's where some of that frustration is from Jason Phillips, but also just not having the full complement of your guys. And I will say, at least, and we keep talking about this, but at least it's going to be the same group in the fall, really, because you don't have that spring transfer portal window. So at least these guys are, Rashad Davis was asked about, how are these guys staying engaged, and he mentioned that they've really been intentional on bringing in leaders, things like that, and that these guys are, they're still learning things. They're just not being able to do it physically.
When we did an analysis video over spring break, we were talking about the receivers, and I said, I think that's the most underrated position on this team. Maybe not with the fan base. I think Colorado fans are pretty excited about this group, but it's not a receivers group that's going to get talked about with national publications preseason-wise, right? I think it could end up, and it's not going to be one or two guys that are going to have monster stats. It's going to be spreading the ball around. But, well, with Danny Scordero coming in here, living up to the hype, and Cam Perry as well, they've got a lot of talent in that room now.
Yeah, they really do. And Danny Scudero, obviously leads the country in receiving yards last year. Got the ball a lot. I think he led the country in targets. He was asked, does he have to kind of change his mindset? And Jason Phillips kind of smiled and said, he's going to get the ball a lot here too. So I don't know if that says he's going to be the number one guy, but they like him a lot. I mean, they think that he's a strong work ethic, just very precise in what he does. He's going to get the ball a lot. And so he could be the leading receiver here, but, Cam Perry is very capable. Joseph Williams is very capable. DeAndre Moore, when he's healthy, same thing. So you're right. That group is not talked about. It might be when the season comes around.
And the one characteristic that was mentioned by both coaches is that group has a lot of speed to it. And Ernest Campbell has been doing some 60-meter runs with the indoor track team and doing really well in that with very limited training. They definitely have guys that can fly. And Jason Phillips kind of brought up that they were missing a little bit of that last year, whereas 2 years ago when they had Jimmy Horn and Lajonte Wester, I mean, you regularly saw throughout the game other teams take bad angles on those guys and them, get an extra 10, 15 yards out of it because they had that extra gear.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of those guys this year. It's going to be interesting to see that group. I mean, Ernest Campbell is clearly got a ton of speed. I'm curious to see what he looks like when he gets the ball in his hands. I mean, Cam Perry, I'm trying to think of the stat that I've looked up. There's like 200 and something guys that caught 40 plus passes in the country last year. He's the only one that averaged 20 plus yards per catch. So, he's a big play guy as well. There's a lot of those guys in this offense, and it's gonna be interesting to see how it works out. And obviously the quarterbacks, Julian Lewis is I would guess the front runner, but Isaac Wilson's having a good spring as well.
Coach Phillips was asked about the blocking, and
yeah.
he had a good sense of humor about it.
Yes.
He said, I got blasted for that," or something along those lines last year.
Yeah.
He did. The fans came after him pretty hard on that. So, you're not going to get that same answer out of him again.
No, and you're right. He handled it very well because clearly he saw how much it was talked about last year. And his response, I thought, was perfect, But one thing he did make the point, he said, I will go back to one point I made last time, which was that it has to be in their DNA. They have to want to do it. And so even if they were practicing a lot last year. There were a lot of guys that didn't look like they wanted to be blockers. Still has to be a thing you want to do. It's got to be a big deal in this offense, though.
Amarion Miller made some amazing plays here.
Yeah.
Has there been a worse blocking receiver that's come through here in our time covering this program?
That maybe, but not that I can remember.
I mean, I that sounds so mean. I'm not trying to do that. He's having a great spring ball down at Arizona State. He's making crazy catches. I'm sure he's going to have a great end of his career down there in the desert. That was brutal at times last year.
It was brutal at times. I mean, there were some plays called back because of penalties he had or plays that just people think it was a bad play call. And you really go watch, it's like, that was a really good play call, but Omarion didn't make a block right there. And so that ends up being like a 2-yard gain instead of a 30-yard gain first down, you move the chains. And so, and it wasn't just him, but like, yeah, for a top-notch receiver, he's got to be down there on the list. And, you know, We've rushed it before, but like that 2016 team, they took pride in their blocking. And so that was a really talented group that really took pride in it. It was very good at it. Last year's was not.
Rashad Davis, I guess it's a promotion, at least in title. He is now their inside receivers coach. I would venture to guess that, I mean, it's a tandem between those two coaches. And it probably is going to continue to be a similar situation to what it was last year.
Yeah, I would think so. And then obviously, you know, Brandon Marion's the quarterback's coach, but he was a wide receiver. So he's going to be working with that group a lot too. But I think, you know, it's a little bit more responsibility perhaps for Rashad Davis, and Coach Prime has done that a lot with guys. And so I think they're going to be working together. It's inside receivers, but they're so interchangeable. Yeah. They're going to be working with the same guys anyway. It's just maybe inside concepts as opposed to outside concepts.
Rashad Davis has done a nice job quietly as a recruiter during his time here. He mentioned that energy is what he brings to the mix, and he's gone back a long way with Coach Prime.
Yeah, he really has, and he's just the latest guy. I don't know if the latest, but there's a lot of them that, you know, kind of work their way up under Coach Prime, and he gives them chances, and he's done a great job. He's clearly, when you watch well off, he's popular among the players.
Quanell Farrakhan had some moments last year, didn't get on the field a whole lot, he was presented to us. So there's a lot of banged up bodies in there. I would imagine he's getting a ton of reps right now.
He probably is. And, you know, Jason Phillips was asked about him. And what I would guess from listening to Jason Phillips was Quanell's got a lot more to do. There's some things that he's very talented and not maybe reaching that potential right now. Quanell talked about that a little bit and saying, you know, he pushes me. I like that. And there's room to improve. I mean, he's a young guy, but there's clearly talent there.
Yep. All right. We'll be back after practice number 8 on Wednesday. Now some comments made by Colorado wide receivers coach Jason Phillips following Colorado's 7th spring practice.
Adam, you want to start us?
Yeah, Coach, just what have you seen out of this new group of receivers you have here in Boulder?
Well, you know, the first thing that's glaring is, you know, a lot of speed. Okay, that's the one thing that we definitely did a good job recruiting department, and obviously Coach Prime with his hand in the decision making with this class is improved the speed in the room. So we're excited about that, you know, and then also, you know, a different type of player, right? Some guys that have done some things, accomplished some things at other places and come in with some production. And so that's the thing that we're starting to see that now. So once we get a couple guys off crutches and whatnot, then we should have a solid group.
Bill. Hey, Coach, Larry Vera, BuffStampede.com. Working with Coach Marion, who's also a former receiver, what's that relationship been like?
It's been great, right? So there's a lot of similarities. Obviously, he's a lot younger than I am. So, I mean, I know who he is because when he was at the Tulsa, I was coaching at Houston. And so we had a couple guys, you know, they were competing in the conference for the rankings or whatnot. So, you know, but no, it's been great. We have a lot of similarities.
How well do you think kind of the skill sets, the strength of the guys in this room kind of fits with this offense?
I think the offense is really predicated towards setting guys up to be successful. I think the skill set as far as the speed and whatnot is obviously going to be a plus. The go-go, it consists of a lot of different offenses. One I'm very familiar with is the run and shoot that I played in because it gives you a lot of options. So basically based on the defense that you see in front of you, it kind of tells you what your route going to be. You know, if you kind of understand what's going on in the back end and the second level, then it kind of tells you, because we have routes. I mean, think about this. You got a route called win. So as a receiver, right, that's what you want, right? Yeah. So it's kind of similar to some of the things we deal with the run and shoot. It's got a lot of elements of run and shoot, air raid, okay, West Coast. So, I mean, it's a receiver's dream, really.
Brian. Hey, Coach. Brian Howell, Bullet in the camera. I have two questions for you. First one is, Coach Marion's talked a lot about, like,
one of the keys to his offense is playing without the ball. How have your receivers done with that aspect of it, as far as blocking and just things like that?
Yeah, right. So I got crucified the last time I said something about blocking, right? So I won't make that same mistake. So we do an excellent job of blocking, man. And I think the guys, if you watch the first couple practices with us, you know, they really took to that. And again, I want to reiterate, it's got to be in the guy's DNA. No matter how many drills you do, if it ain't in his DNA, he ain't going to want to do it, right? I mean, you guys do things every day that you probably don't want to do because it ain't in your DNA, right? But these guys have gravitated to that. Coach Shad and I have made an emphasis on playing the game with a certain level of physicality, right? And the physicality is not always putting your hands on people. It's a mindset. It's a demeanor. It's how you take the field. Okay, it's how you approach practice. It's how you approach everything you do. That can show people that you're physical. Okay, so to answer your question, they've done an excellent job of demonstrating physicality.